MTB Cast.
Hey, MTB Cast. This is Brendan Heinig calling from home in Boulder, Colorado. Sorry, it's taken me a while to get on the phone here, but just been spending the week kind of reflecting and recovering, trying to put some weight back on and get my body moving again after the divide. I had plans to like kind of write something up and have something a little more polished to say on the phone here, but I don't think that's what this is all about. So I have some notes in front of me, and hopefully give some insight into what was going on with me during the race. I know I didn't call in at all, and that was kind of by design. I wanted kind of a solo experience out there. didn't exactly turn out that way, racing Jay down the divide for so long, which didn't turn out the way I expected, but wow, what an incredible experience and such an honor to hang out with Jay a little bit. I mean, we rode together kind of at least two separate days, kind of almost the whole day, once heading into Colorado and once coming from just outside of Grants into Pie Town. And wow, what, just like so grateful for the whole experience. Grateful for everybody cheering on. You know, I wasn't checking like social media or anything too often, and I wasn't really, I was communicating with a couple people via text, my coach, Kurt Refsnyder, and my ex-girlfriend, Christy, who brought our dog down to the finish to pick me up, which I am so grateful for. And my best friend, Craig, he had his second child while I was out there, which was pretty amazing. So I was communicating with him. But otherwise, I was kind of offline. And again, that was by design. I wanted to have kind of a solo experience this time. I don't even know what to say. It was crazy. I did not expect that to go the way it did. You know, I attempted this in 2015. Had like no experience. I think I had spent maybe one or two nights bike packing, just like little overnighters at that point on my gravel bike around Massachusetts. I was living in Boston at the time, and had seen Ride the Divide, of course, and thought it was just the coolest thing, and went out in 2015 and just completely failed. I was on a gravel bike, and you know, at the time, gravel bikes weren't kind of what they were. You couldn't get mountain bike gearing, low gearing with drop bars, and I was on 40 millimeter tires, and it was just it didn't work, and I didn't know what to expect. I had really ridden a mountain bike at that point, and I had never ridden in the West, and just flew to Banff. I was like, let's get this a go, and a lot of things went wrong, and I didn't make it. I quit in Silverthorne, and that eventually just ate away at me. It was the first thing in my life that I set a goal and I didn't accomplish it. And so after moving to Boulder, Colorado, and kind of a lifestyle choice there, I just over the next few years decided that this was something I really needed to complete. And so I put a lot of time into it, and I put a lot of training and research, and I spent a lot more time bike packing, doing a few races, and really prepared myself. Got cut off there, so I'll pick up where I left off. And going in this time, I had a plan, and that was basically, you know, try to sleep about 5 hours a night and ride as much of the remaining time as possible, and try to be efficient with stops. And so trying to ride like 16 hours a day and not really worry about the distance, because it really, you know, depends a lot on the terrain and the wind and all that stuff. Just time on the bike. I mean, leading the first 1,000 miles, just doing my own thing, I was just like, this is crazy. And huge testament to the training that I did with Kurt Reffsnyder. I mean, he put me in a really good position, physically. And that, you know, clearly paid off there, without trying like real hard to race the first half. And then, you know, Jay put in some big days and caught up to me just outside of Rawlins. I was packing up camp, and he rode by, and then we ended up chatting a little bit down the road, and rode together into Brush Mountain Lodge, and that was awesome. It was so cool to see Kirsten. I had on my like little notes, it was like Brush Mountain Lodge, Kirsten hug, exclamation point. I was like super stoked to see her, and really excited that Andrew and Katie Strunke were there. I think I like remember them posting that they were going to be there, but I completely forgot. So I was like super excited and super surprised to see them there, like helping out racers, and Katie helped me with some laundry, and it was just so cool. But then, yeah, like the rest of the ride, like bouncing back and forth with Jay, and such a cool guy to like just pick his brain about. I mean, he was out there like not really looking at distances, like he knows the route so well, and I was just like had like my notes and like spreadsheets and all this stuff, and he's just like just riding, just chilling. He had a couple beers at Brush Mountain Lodge. I was like, there's no way I'm having beers. Like, if I have a beer, I ain't leaving the lodge. But I guess people probably want to know how the last couple days played out. And yeah, I think so we had the kind of the main route this year with the Great Divide Classic going from Cuba to Grants, and it, you know, there's all these signs along the road that are like inclement weather, this road is not passable. And I was like, oh man, I hope it doesn't rain. And then out there, I think Jay was about an hour in front of me because he was just leaving Cuba when I pulled in to like the gas station McDonald's there, and so I knew he was a little bit ahead of me, and it started to sprinkle, and it was kind of like rain, like 360 degree view out there, and I was like, oh my God, and it started to sprinkle, and like the mud started picking up on my tires, and I was getting like super nervous, and I just like started riding real fast because I was like, I gotta catch up to Jay, like I don't want to be out alone. And so I did some work that day trying to just get out of that as quickly as possible. There's all these like arroyos that like look like if it rained hard, like I wouldn't be able to get through. And then that night I like had a plan to kind of ride through the night. I was trying to, it was like the one time that I was trying to make a move on Jay, and when I got to Grants, it was like 2 in the morning or something, and I checked the tracker and I saw that Jay had slept up on the pass, and I was just like, I just couldn't keep my eyes open anymore. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna get past town and get some sleep. So I think I slept like 2 hours that night, and so the move didn't really work. And you know, Jay has this experience with like sleep deprivation that I could not execute. I started having caffeine that day. It was the first time having coffee or anything, and it just didn't work. Like I was just so tired, I was falling asleep at the wheel. Slept like 2 hours, and then Jay caught up to me in the morning, and we rode together for the most part. Hey, got cut off again. So Jay and I rode into Pi Town together and found out it was his birthday. So we had birthday pie and ice cream, and that was pretty cool. Happy birthday, Jay. 49 years old and still crushing it. I mean, just an amazing athlete. And I knew he was riding faster than me at that point, and I was struggling to keep up with him. And he had something in his legs that I didn't, and I'm sure the short sleep the night before didn't help, but helped me. But he certainly had more in his legs than I did, and that, at that point, like I thought I was gonna have this like solo experience, just doing my thing, following my plan, and then ended up it was just Jay and I like out in the front and the whole time, and so I hadn't had the experience that I thought I was going to, and kind of the experience that I'd been thinking about for a long time since 2015. And so I knew Jay was stronger at that point, and I made a decision. I said, like I can try to push it and I can try to beat Jay. And maybe that works out. Maybe I can pull out a win here, but if it didn't work out, I would basically lose to Jay, which is fine. He's an animal. But I would miss out on that kind of experience that I wanted for myself, and that kind of solo self-reflective, I don't know, time to just be alone with my thoughts and not thinking about racing and all this stuff. And so I made the decision to just kind of let him do his thing, and it gave me a chance to do my thing over the last couple days, and I am like so good with that. Like I'm glad I made that decision, and yeah, I mean I feel like I came away with so many wins here. There was the unexpected piece of racing Jay and bouncing back and forth with him and spending time with him and learning from him, and then the last couple of days, I mean, they were hard days, but I got to be alone, with my thoughts and reflect on the ride and think about just everything leading up to it and how grateful I am for the amazing support system I have. I mean, oh my goodness, like I just have the most amazing family and friends. I mean, I got so many before, during, after, just messages and people saying they were inspired and just congratulations. It's just kind of overwhelming. So Divide is a special route and extremely meaningful to me. It's defined a lot of my athletic career over the past 5 or 6 years, but it's also influenced my life overall. I mean, it's been a huge focus, and I've learned so much from it. So I feel like dragged this on for long enough. I just want to say thank you to everyone. Thanks for watching, and it sounds like people really enjoyed watching the race this year, which is really cool. I'm happy to have been a part of that, and just thank you to the community. What an amazing group of people. Appreciate everything. So until next time, Brendan Heinig signing off. Thanks, guys. Bye.